Let's move on now and talk a little bit about another interest of yours that you've done a lot of work in, specifically follicular lymphoma. And I'm kind of curious now, it's been a year since we've seen the data with the so-called gallium study looking at obinutuzumab as opposed to rituximab in follicular lymphoma. So I want to get your take 1 year later about how that sort of settled out, at least in your own mind at your center. Maybe we can get into that, though, about hearing about your 72-year-old lady.
Yeah, so follicular lymphoma is the most common indolent lymphoma that we treat. And this 72-year-old woman presented with some of the typical things that we see with follicular lymphoma, although I'd have to say a little bit more of an aggressive presentation than I see in most of my patients. So she presented with a pretty rapid presentation of widespread, I would say her initial finding was actually she presented with abdominal symptoms of bloating and fullness in her abdomen. And when we evaluated her, we did see that she had some evidence of widespread low bulk lymphadenopathy, which she had become aware of over the preceding months. But on staging, the bulk of her disease was really in the abdomen, and she had a very large abdominal mass that was very bulky that was the source of her symptoms. Other things, she did have evidence of bone marrow involvement as well, and was notably anemic with a hemoglobin that was causing her to be quite fatigued. So when we biopsied her, we actually obtained a biopsy from the retroperitoneal mass. And as typical in a situation like that, we were relying on a core biopsy, and it indicated follicular lymphoma grade 1 or 2. I have to say that based on the extent of disease in her abdomen, fairly abrupt presentation of symptoms, I was worried about whether or not this lady harbored a transformation to an aggressive lymphoma. But we did obtain the biopsy from the site of a biggest worry for transformation, and it only showed follicular lymphoma. We also got a PET scan, and that had an SUV that lit up in the area that was kind of modest in what I would say. It was an SUV of 7 was the maximum, and kind of modest and in keeping with just a low-grade lymphoma. And her LDH was within the normal limits, as was her calcium. So other than the large mass and fairly abrupt presentation, there wasn't a whole lot to argue for transformation. So we assume that this lady did, in fact, have follicular lymphoma as her primary problem. But, you know, if you look at her presentation, her features, she does have a high-risk score on the FLIPI index. She's 72. And I think the goal in a patient like this, and it probably is the goal for all patients, but more so in a patient who's elderly, who might have more limited options down the road, I think what we want to do is to come in with the most effective treatment that has a reasonable toxicity profile that can get her disease under control and ultimately obtain prolonged control over lymphoma so she can go back to her normal life, not needing to have this treated for a very prolonged period of time. And right now, we still don't have curative treatment for follicular lymphoma, but we have very excellent treatment that can provide patients with durable control. The standard treatment has really relied on chemotherapy and rituximab as the upfront treatment. We here use bendamustine as our preferred chemotherapy, as many people have now reverted to. And so bendamustine rituximab has been our upfront approach, followed by rituximab maintenance. And that's the treatment that this patient went on to receive.